The latest from Las Vegas, the police saying a suspect has been killed. 20 people, unfortunately, lost their lives, or so far have lost their lives in this attack during a music concert in Las Vegas. I want to speak to Donna, who's on this line. Donna, good morning.
Hi,
Fran. Donna, you're in Las Vegas. You've had to move hotel. What did you see there?
Well, what happened? We were meant to stay in the Luxor Hotel, and our room looks directly out onto the festival. We have actually seen it being built over the last couple of days. But tonight we were down in Fremont Street, which is down in the old town. And on our way back up, the bus driver had actually stopped and told us that he could take us no further and that there had been an ongoing incident in the area. So as we got off the bus, there was somebody who had, you know, Google on their phone was able to tell us that there was an active shooter in the area, and then it went to there was three active shooters in the area, and people just all around us were panicking. Nobody knew what to do. We were standing in the middle of the strip, didn't know where to go. We couldn't go back to the hotel room because this has happened just outside it, you know, and people out of different hotels started emptying. Planet Hollywood, everybody was panicking, running out of there. Bellagio, everybody was panicking, running out of there. You know, nobody knew where to go or what to do. It was just mayhem.
And what have you been able to do in the meantime?
Well, we eventually managed to get into the area hotel. At first, they weren't going to let us in, but, you know, we explained that we were from the Luxor. We couldn't get back down. You know, I needed to buy a phone charger to phone home to let the kids know it was okay, because I knew that they'd be seeing the news. So they let us in, and eventually now they have given us a room to put us up for the night, you know, until we can't get back to our own hotel room. So thank God, you know, we are safe at the moment.
Yeah, that is, of course, the main thing, and you're lucky you were off on a different tour than being at the hotel when
exactly,
that happened,
at the
concert.
I had been saying, you know, that the concert looks absolutely amazing, you know, and maybe we should go over and have a look at it, you know, because it was literally just across the road, and it was packed the last two nights. It was just, you know, packed full, and they had like a wee amusement, you know, where our kids and all stuff, and it just looked really, really amazing. So thankfully we didn't, you know, go over to see it.
And have you stayed well away from where the incident is, where this ongoing investigation is, where we're looking at screens all around
me
here?
We're not allowed. We're not allowed up the strip. The area on Planet Hollywood is the furthest where they let you go. So we can't go any further up the strip, so we can't get anywhere near our hotel at the moment.
Yeah, it may be unlikely that you'll get to your hotel even tonight, considering the number of police vehicles and ambulances that are in the area, and the police still looking for a woman that they're associating with the attack.
I've seen that on the news, and it's still mayhem. You know, I can still hear sirens going about, and the police helicopter's still out, and it still is mayhem at the moment.
It's probably the last place on earth you would expect something like this to happen, a mass shooting. Las Vegas, it's just steeped in fun, and for it to be associated with tragedy, and tragedy on a mass scale, it is hard to believe.
It really is, you know. It's just, I suppose at the moment, the way everything is at the moment, it could happen anywhere, but you just don't expect it to happen to you, you know, anywhere where you are, and it's just, I'm just thankful that we weren't actually in the middle of it when it happened.
How long more are you staying?
Well, we're here till the 5th, so another 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. Well, Donna, it's very sad that you're there at this moment in time, and it's a very sad state of affairs generally in Las Vegas, and I know people are thinking about those who've been affected, and that phone call home to your family is a very important one to make, because people really do worry, don't they?
Well, Frank, my battery had actually went dead, so I came into the area and bought myself a phone charger. And as soon as I turned my phone on, I had messages from friends, family, everybody, you know, where are you? Let us know what's happening. You know, everybody was panicking, wanting to know. So it took me quite a while to get around them all, you know, to let them know that it was fine. But, yeah. Well, that all heard the news before I was able to get through to them.
Donna, thankfully you were in the right place last night as opposed to right at the concert.
Exactly.
But thanks for speaking to us. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. Frank, thank you very much.
That's it. Donna Moyna across in Las Vegas, and a harrowing place to be at this moment in time. 20 people are believed to be dead there and over 100 people injured. And the police are looking for at least one more woman in relation to this shooting. It was an attack on a music festival, which was right beside the hotel that Donna was staying in. But thankfully, at the time of the shooting, she was off in another part of Vegas.